Experimental acoustic guitarist John Fahey called one of his albums The Resurrection of Blind Joe Death. And now Fahey and the record label he started in 1959 have had their own resurrection of a sort by combining whatever styles appealed to his ear and refusing to think of solo folk guitar as a sacred rural tradition. Fahey blurred the line between modernist and postmodernist music decades before anyone divided the two categories. Now his earliest work is not only back in circulation, but Fahey, who turned 58 today, is back in vogue. Critic Milo Miles has this review.
When us young blues fans discovered John Fahey more than 20 years ago, the word on him was that he was weird. He had a turtle fetish and brought them on stage with him. He wrote loopy liner notes that satirized blues scholarship, and he took on the persona of a self-consciously romanticized country blues picker, Blind Joe Death. These blues gags always struck me as understandable, but a little off, exchanging one kind of racial ignorance for another. Fahey's songwriting and solo guitar playing, however, were just as eccentric and much more on target. His harmonies and rhythms and transitions suggested all kinds of blues and country, but scrunched up and recast in a particularly tart and loquacious manner. You could listen to cut after cut on his dreamy debut album, The Legend of Blind Joe Death, and get as much mystery and wonderment as you could from many Delta Blues and Texas Country collections. Yet Fahey was clearly a kind of 60s pilgrim, full of scholarship and visions. One Blind Joe Death track, The Transcendental Waterfall, ran for 10 minutes, but Fahey did not really get outside until his 1968 release, The Voice of the Turtle, a counterculture favorite. Here's part of his tongue-in-cheek take on Indian ragas. Fahey's combination of respect and derision foreshadowed today's roots and irony rockers. Fahey has toured with guitarist Thurston Moore of Sonic Youth, and an odd experimental group called Gaster del Sol has a sly, sinuous version of Fahey's Dry Bones in the Valley. It makes their album Upgrade and Afterlife about the only so-called post-rock CD that's weightier than a feather. It's tempting to claim Upgrade and Afterlife is the record Fahey would make now if he had firmer control of his material. But the field of experimental acoustic music is so mild and mushy today that the charming old-fashioned static and noise collages on Fahey's latest, called City of Refuge, may strike many listeners as more robust than Gaster del Sol's tweets and orchestral blats. What's certain is that both Gaster and Fahey play on and on for too long. More than ever, the pearly, brief seductions and laments on The Legend of Blind Joe Death sound like echoes of vanished faith in simple tunes with complex heritage.
Milo Miles is a writer living in Cambridge. John Fahey's The Legend of Blind Joe Death and The Voice of the Turtle have been reissued by Tacoma Records. Fahey's latest album, City of Refuge, is on Tim Kerr Records.